This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Broke my leg.
Oh, broke my leg. This hour, Johnny Mosley is going to be joining us. To talk about his Grand Marshal duties at the Toyota Save Mart Sonoma. It's very long. It's a long title. Let me find it. The Toyota Save Mart 350 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series event this weekend. And he has tickets, actually, that we'll be giving away. So he'll be joining us. Yesterday, we started our trivia contest for your chance to compete in the name of one of the people on this show. So we have Yuzette, Hooman, and Brim. We do this Monterey Bay Great Floaty Race, Monterey Bay Aquarium Great Floaty Race every year at our secret show / pool party. And yesterday, Bonnie, I believe, is going to be doing the honors for your team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, I looked up like you're talking to me.
Not you, Bonnie.
A real Bonnie.
Really someone named Bonnie. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for people to take their place in the Great Floaty Race. We'll start with caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. The first person starting with caller number 9 who can answer this trivia question about
Hooman.
Hooman is today's contestant. It's time to play a Hooman game. Mm-hmm.
So the question is, from what retail store did Hooman use to sell answering machines from?
Oh.
And we're talking the dual cassette answering machines,
yeah,
everyone.
The high-end answering machines. I know the answer to this one.
I know the answer to this.
I sure do.
Okay.
Let's find out if caller number 9 knows. So Hooman's going to start picking up the calls right now.
So again, from what retail store did Hooman use to sell answering machines from?
If you answer the question correctly, pack your bathing suit. If not, we're going to continue to take the next consecutive caller until we get our winner, starting with caller number 9. So you'll get passes into our secret show. That's a hot ticket.
Yeah, it is.
Very exciting. You get to sit for the secret show and then come over to the pool party. We're going to be doing karaoke over there. We have all kinds of fun things, fun activities planned. Mm-hmm. And it's the height of summer, so it's going to be warm. Like, you're going to want to be in that pool. Doing the mermaids again this year?
Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Just chicks and mermaid outfits. It's amazing.
Who doesn't want that?
Can't think of one person. By the way, you got to be over 21 to win this contest.
Yes, you do.
So, Hooman, are you confirming that these people are over the age of 21? Oh, he's putting people up right now. All right, who am I starting with there, Hooman? Hooman?
Who should start with?
he's loading the lines.
Please start with number 5, then 6, then go back to 1, 2, and 3.
All righty, then. Hello there, Bill. You are caller number 9.
Bill.
Bill.
Daryl, how are you?
What? Thank you. Turn that on.
Hi, this is Bill.
Hello, Bill.
I'm a long-time listener. I don't know the answer. I'm going to guess Sharper Image.
It is not the Sharper Image. Excellent guess.
But good try, Bill.
I call every day.
Correct. Jimmy.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Great talking to you guys.
Oh, wonderful. I assume you're over 21 and are eligible to win these tickets?
By far.
All right. So, Yuzi, ask the question again. This is a Hooman trivia question.
Jimmy, from what retail...
Hi, Yuzi.
Hi. From what retail store did Hooman used to sell answer machines from?
I'm going to say Radio Shack.
Jimmy, I'm
sorry,
so sorry.
Jimmy. Yes.
Nice talking to you, though.
I guess since we're here all day, every day, we all know this and it seems so easy.
I've heard the story a million times.
It's easy to miss something like this, right?
Well, you wouldn't believe how many people we went through yesterday on what neighborhood Yuzette grew up in. Like, it was actually here in San Francisco.
Visitation Valley.
No, I'm sorry.
Pacific Heights.
The Mission.
The Mission.
I like every single... The
Don
Sunset.
Patch.
The Richmond.
The Sunset.
Right. Yeah.
Everything.
The Marina.
No. Then finally, Bonnie got it. All right, we're going to Stacy now. Stacy, here comes the question.
From what retail store did Hooman used to sell answering machines from?
Best Buy.
No.
Unbelievable.
Very close, very close. Kathy. Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
All right, are you ready? Here comes the question.
What retail store did Human used to sell answering machines from?
I'm going to say Circuit City.
Oh, that is incorrect.
No.
Robin, you get a shot at this.
What retail store did Human used to sell answering machines from?
Target.
No.
What a trip.
I know. Susan, here we go. Are you over 21?
I am.
All right.
Susan, what retail store did Human used to sell answering machines from?
Here.
No.
Wow.
All right, Jeff, here's your shot.
Jeff, what retail store?
Hey.
Hi. What retail store did Human used to sell answering machines from?
Is it Good Guys?
It is the Good Guys. Congratulations.
Are you riding a horse?
Yeah, I hear some clip-clopping in the back there. What are you doing?
Oh, I just got off park.
Oh.
Jeff, I'm assuming you're in great shape and a wonderful swimmer.
Maybe.
Question mark.
That's convincing. So, Jeff, you need to round up a partner because the two of you will be taking, will be Team Human. Boy, there is some.
Right.
Is there like a busker down there? I don't know what he's doing. It's incredible. All right, Jeff, I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations, and I can't wait to meet you at the Secret Show.
All right, thanks.
All right, hold the line. So here you go.
Connie's going to kick your butt, Jeff.
Oh, I don't know. Jeff sounds strong. Sounds strong.
The Good Guys.
Yeah, the good guys.
Another one of those companies that was everywhere and then just went poof.
Yeah. Right.
Suddenly nobody needed answering machines anymore. It was very strange.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Tomorrow is our last chance at the floaty race stuff, and we're going to be asking a question about Bryn.
Right. So if you know your Bryn trivia, tomorrow's the day for you. Okay. So let's get into the celebrity trash. I did just get an update on the XXXTentacion murder that happened Tuesday. Not even sure when this happened, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
We heard earlier that they did arrest Dedrick D. Williams. He was arrested last night in South Florida for first-degree murder of the 20-year-old rapper. There are three warrants out for suspects, but that's the only arrest that they've made so far. So I don't know if that Soulja Kid is one of the people that they're looking to round up. Let's see. Two other arrest warrants have been signed by a judge. Those two suspects have not yet been taken into custody. And so if we get an update on that, we'll let you know. But there's looks like they've narrowed it down to who they think it is.
And they don't have motive, or they're not saying motive yet?
They're not. They're kind of sticking with the robbery thing.
I don't believe that.
I know. It does seem unlikely. The family, of course, is screaming from the rafters that it's murder in the first. They were targeting him. ABC is bringing back Lost as a reality show. It's like a cross between Lost and Survivor is what it sounds like. It's called Castaway. And so I'll tell you about it. You tell me, you know, is this something we'll be remotely interested in? Because the thing I love about Survivor is that, I don't know, I guess it's Jeff Probst. So 12 contestants are going to be dropped alone on a string of islets in Indonesia. So I guess just a little, what is that called, like an archipelago? And it's just like a little tiny string of islands. They'll have to survive on things like washed up luggage, scattered resources, and abandoned structures. As if they had been in some kind of disaster.
Okay.
So if you watch the beginning of Lost, there's pieces of the plane, and then they're going through to see what they've got in all the luggage.
So Gilligan's Island was too old to reference for this then?
Apparently.
Okay.
They will not know at first that they're not the only ones playing. Over the course of the show, they'll come to learn that there are others. Remember that from Lost?
Yeah.
There were others on the island. They won't know where they are or how many there are. So I don't know if this means that there are other people playing in addition to the 12, or that they're truly each on their own individual little island and don't know about the other competitors. This thing's already been shot, obviously.
Oh, okay.
So the action is also going to be mixed with documentary-style flashbacks of the contestants' lives before they left for the show, like Lost. That was one of the things that actually got annoying about Lost, is that they'd spend so much time back in the olden days before the plane crashed that you're like, what's happening back on the island? So I'm not sure how this whole thing is going to end, because they're saying the only way off the island is to make it to an unknown end date or quit. They're not saying what, if any, monetary prizes involved. And it's already been shot because it premieres on Tuesday, August 7th. So some summertime viewing from ABC. It's a show called Castaway.
Looks like there was some kind of Castaway show that aired on the BBC.
Oh.
They're calling it a reality show, but I don't know if it's...
Sometimes they do
a
that.
A contest like right. this is.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if this is a contest. They're not saying what the prize is if you stay the whole time.
So this says the program followed a group of 36 men, women, and children who were tasked with building a community on a remote Scottish island.
Oh, I do remember hearing about that. That does sound different than this one.
Yeah.
They were supposed to put a whole life together. Yeah, this sounds more like Survivor than it does like that. Today is the first day of summer, Thursday, June 21st.
Yeah,
and
it is.
So I looked, you know, usually hands me birthdays and, you know, on this day in history every day. And as I was looking through, there were a couple notable things on here. First of all, it's Rebecca Black's birthday.
Oh,
Rebecca
right.
Black.
It's
Friday, this chick. She's 21 today. And I wouldn't have known.
Wow.
I wouldn't have even mentioned this. Except that I just saw her on The Four, which is the, and it's the only clip I have ever seen from The Four. And it turns out my kids are huge Rebecca Black fans.
Like, what?
I had no idea. But it's true that when that song came out, which I think was she like 14 or 15?
Seems like she was about 14.
So it was, you know, 6-7 years ago. It was a big thing at their school. Everybody made fun of it, and I remember watching. We watched the video a bunch of times because my kids loved it. They just thought it was the funniest thing. And so my one son came out. He goes, "Hey, look at this. Have you heard of this show, The Four?" And I was like, "Well, I've heard of it, but you know, because Vinny was talking about it, but I've never seen it." So I guess Meghan Trainor was also. I don't know how old she is now, but she was also a huge Rebecca Black fan. Like she fangirls out on Rebecca Black. Do you have a little chunk of that?
I'm here to get a chair, and I am ready to show everyone who has doubted me, who has left all those comments, that I do deserve to be here, and I'm ready to take
on. So this is Rebecca Black talking. So now they're showing the judges panel.
You're Rebecca Black.
That's me.
That's Megan.
Oh my God, I'm fangirling so hard. It's Rebecca Black. Do you know Rebecca Black?
No, I don't.
Will you please tell them your legendary story?
So when I was 13, I had a song called Friday.
Yes, you did.
The place is going crazy. Pause it for a second. So Diddy and Khaled, is that guy's name?
Yeah.
They look at each other like, what the heck's going on here?
Right.
Like they've never heard of this girl.
Well, why
really?
Would they?
Because she's
in the music
everywhere.
Business.
Yeah, you would think that
but
they would
Rebecca
know.
Rebecca Black is not in the music business.
Well, she's trying to get into the music right. business with this audition. And she's actually, she sounds pretty good. I don't know if ultimately she wants, because, you know, then I guess once they sing, then the panel decides if they're eligible to challenge someone
right.
on The Four. Mm-hmm. And then those two people do battle.
So you and your family watch this.
I only watched her, this part, and her audition. I didn't.
But your kids were into it.
They are, I had no idea.
All right.
Huge Rebecca Black fans. And so, yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe that they've never heard of her because she is, well, I guess.
I guess it's possible.
I guess so. I mean, we're certainly keeping her the love alive.
Alive.
Yeah, I mean, we play it every weekend or every
yeah,
Friday.
Sure do.
But.
All right, so let's hear a little of Rebecca Black's actual, I don't remember what song she sings.
Heartless.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bye, bye, bye. That's something else.
Oh, that's right. Heartless is the next thing we're going to do. Doing this tonight, you're probably gonna oh, this
is the NSYNC song.
The NSYNC song. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I loved you endlessly, but you were there for me, so...
I wanna see you
Rebecca Black. Actually, she looks like she's had some singing lessons.
I really wish she would have kicked it into gear right there.
Yeah. I don't know if she does by the end, but she looks just an adorable girl, and she's, you know, singing her little heart out.
So. Do you like that voice? Do you like what you're hearing
here? She's fine. She sounds fine.
But so you don't like it?
Better singer than I am. She's fine. So anyway, she's 21 today. Happy birthday, Rebecca Black. I don't know if she wound up getting a spot on the four, but she certainly...
I believe she did.
Oh, good. So she knocked one of them out.
Or whatever the next round is, whatever that's called.
Chris Allen is 33 today. He's the guy who shouldn't have won the eighth season of American Idol. That was Adam Lambert's season.
Oh.
But there was a point in the competition where... And look, he's a nice guy, and he had some minor hits and stuff. But the thing that I remember most about him, the first time I even felt like I really noticed him in the competition, because for me it was all about Adam Lambert. He did a cover of Kanye's Heartless, just him and a guitar on stage at American Idol. And when I went back to look for it later, because I was like, that was amazing. I want to hear that again. They'd released like a studio version of it, which...
This is Kanye's version.
Okay. Story ever told, somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. So, and then he put it, so Chris Allen does a cover of this, and they put it out as a single, but it had like the full orchestration behind it, and it was just like too, it just had none of the raw awesomeness of the actual performance on American Idol. Do you have the, do you have... I hear him talk, this coldest story ever told, somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so? How could you be so cold as a winter wind when it breezes, yo? Just remember that you're talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you're talking to me, you know. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. And I'm glad you found that for me, thank you. That's the actual, that's so good. 33 years old, happy birthday to Chris Allen. And we'll take 1 second here to say happy birthday to Kip Winger, who is... 57 years old today. Remember Winger?
Hell yeah.
Yahoo, man, I knew you'd be into this. I'm only 17. Happy birthday to Kip. Were you here when he came in and we interviewed him?
I want to think. I think I was.
I think
he was doing some play or something, right?
Yeah, and he came in, and we were trying to get him to sing. And
he seemed like a nice enough boy.
Yeah, in, like noticeably diminutive, like 4'11", like small.
But you love him.
Oh yeah, he's. I just used to love Winger. God,
you did.
Yeah,
you had a Winger record.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hooman?
Probably.
Yeah. Hell. Well, a record. I definitely. I think I bought the cassette single.
Yeah! The cassette single!
I'm bringing that. Are we going to... Those were so great.
Cassette singles were great?
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes you just wanted the one song. It was cheaper.
Over and over.
Yeah,
so that's for the song you chose was 17.
Oh, yeah, I think that's their real... Their only real
hit. Headed for a Heartbreak.
Oh, yeah. Can you play... You got Headed for a Heartbreak?
Playing it right now.
We had some Aerosmith mix on a couple days ago, and it was just so funny because every song that popped up was like a Whitesnake song into like a Def Leppard song. I'm like, oh my god, this is Hooman's mix right here. Like, it was all these songs that he loves. There was no Winger though on it, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, they kind of get thrown. They kind of get thrown to the side.
Yeah.
They're not legit enough for some reason.
Anyway, I thought we'd wish him a happy.
Do you think that guy's real last name is Winger, though?
Hell yeah.
Can't be.
Heather Locklear's been released. She was on a 3-day psychiatric hold.
Oh, yeah.
56 years old, hospitalized over the weekend after threatening to shoot herself because she thought her fiancé was cheating on her. I guess the boyfriend that she beat up became a fiancé, and then she was... worried he was cheating.
Oh, boy.
He was not currently with her. He was giving her her space, according to Radar Online. I think it was her mom and dad went to the house to try to help her, and she choked out her mom and hit her dad, and they called 911. So she's been released. I'm not sure what her
what
state
is
of
she
mind
worth?
Is,
do we know?
I do not know. Let me look it up. What do you think she's worth?
I think Heather Locklear is worth $32 million.
I would say it's even more than that.
Really? What do you think?
I'm going to say $45 million.
Okay.
I was thinking like 12, but it's actually 25.
No.
That's all you have if you've been. She was on Melrose, TJ Hooker.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What else?
Spin City.
Spin City for a while.
Right.
Dynasty.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was, plus, she married a rock star.
Yep.
Right.
Maybe they had a prenup. They both had money. She married two rock stars.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
Tom
she had
Lee
to pay
too.
One of them. Uh-huh. Who knows?
Well, for those of you wondering, his real name, Kip Winger's real name, is Charles Frederick Kip Winger.
Oh. Charles Frederick Kip Winger. Charlie Winger.
Yeah, Charlie Winger.
Oh. Told you this is his real name. speaking of Heather Locklear and her ex-husbands, Tommy Lee is getting remarried on Valentine's Day 2019. And Brandon, his son, they've been having some words on
social
media.
I'm not against the Valentine's wedding. At least that gives that day some real meaning as opposed to having to do a Valentine. You know what? He's genius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have to do a Valentine and an anniversary.
Well, and it makes it easy to remember your anniversary. Right. People are constantly reminding you of it. So he's getting married. Valentine's Day 2019. He wants everyone, even his son Brandon, to be there. He still wants him to be at the wedding. He thinks that time will heal all wounds and they'll be able to get back together. Here he is. It looks like he's at Disneyland waiting for a parade to start with Britney. She's looking young and fresh. Anyway, he's telling his friends he loves Brandon and wants him to be at the wedding, and even though he knocked him out last month or 2 months ago, whenever it was.
Yeah.
And they've been having Father's Day words on social media. So good luck. I hope you guys, become a happy family again. I'm sure that's right around the corner.
Doesn't sound like it to me, but okay.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the
news?
He
lives in his own world, though. So.
Oh, that is for sure.
Johnny Mosley's coming up.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Johnny Mosley and the
Mosley.
Event that he will be. You're the Grand Marshal.
That's right. The Grand Marshal.
Of this month's Toyota Save Mart 350 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series event at Sonoma Raceway. That starts tomorrow.
It does. That's absolutely right. Tomorrow is a double A race or a minor league race, and then Sunday is the main event. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yes, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow night, I'm at a banquet raising money for Sonoma Children's Charities, and then Saturday the racing starts at the track, and that's kind of the minor league race and qualifying for the pole, and then Sunday. Bam, real NASCAR, the real deal.
Is that when you're... So what does that mean? Are you like in the pace car or what is the Grand Marshal entail?
Yeah, it's an honorary role. I get a hot lap, which is pretty cool.
What's
hot lap? I mean, I think one of the drivers is going to race me around the track.
Real fast.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not going to go 175, but
you're not going to be hanging
150.
Out of the sky, the
Well, that's
in
a
the...
separate deal.
Oh, okay.
Then I do the Pope round, I think, later as the Grand Marshal in the Toyota Tundra. That's a little bit more of a scene. And then my main role... is to be like, drivers, start your engines.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So, but I was wondering if I should play it straight or should I go, mix it up a little bit?
Well, give us some options.
Well, the ones we've been toying with are like, dudes, start your engines.
Oh.
Or... Bros, let's get this started. I just made that up, but I'm looking for nothing. Nothing has stuck too well.
I say go driver.
Or let's stick
Go
classic.
Go traditional. Go classic.
Yeah, I don't need to piss off a bunch of NASCAR fans right now.
Right. What if they're like, what is this dude thing?
I want to sell them some Iota.
Yeah. Iota, Toyota.
Johnny, is Danica still racing or did she finish? Because I'm so used to them saying, gentlemen, start your engines.
Well, and that's one of the things is they changed it.
Uh-huh.
To driver. Very specific, I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if it'll go back. If she's retired, are there other female drivers?
No.
I don't think so right now, but
I don't know about that.
They're not.
Some are trying to follow in her footsteps, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Don't do it like that.
Is that real?
That's very shrill. I don't
that's,
like
that. Kelly Clarkson saying.
That's Kelly Clarkson. Okay, so she said, you know, that sounded pretty good. That sounded like Rennell.
I thought it was a little too shrill. I think you should try to keep it more, you know, like a lower, more authoritative voice. Try it. Go ahead.
Drivers, start your engines. Oh, crack
no,
right there.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Now you sound like a 9-year-old boy.
Stand up.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to give you a little bit of adrenaline going there. But and I have a tendency to yell, right?
Yeah, don't yell. Remember, the mic's got you.
Driver.
Oh, Johnny, Jesus.
It doesn't matter what he does here. You just said it. The adrenaline's going to make you scream.
Yeah.
You're going to be like,
Driver, start your engines!
Drivers! Oh, that's going to hurt people at home. Start your engine. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Your left hand shot for the board.
Okay, try it. Do it now. I'll turn you down. Do it as loud as you want.
Gentlemen!
Drivers.
Drivers! Start your engines.
That's pretty good.
This is like similar start to what I engines. Had to say hey, when I was trying to do like how you do This Is Saturday Night Live.
Oh, right.
And I kind of went with the low key. Instead of saying, this is Saturday or whatever they
it's
say.
Live from New York. It's Saturday night. Right.
You got to say that?
I did. Oh. I did because I opened the show. But
the
I
guest hardly ever
went
gets
with
to
the low
say
key
it.
One. Yeah. And
how did you say it then?
I think I regret it.
Can you see if you can find Johnny Mosley doing the... Johnny, you were. I know that it was 20 years ago. You were amazing on Saturday Night Live. That was one of the best episodes.
He did the never ending dinner roll.
He's like rolling through, like saving the world, bringing pizzas to Israel.
God, good memory.
Dude, it was great.
That's crazy. Good for you.
Well, you're the only friend I've ever had that's been on SNL.
That's kind of rare, right?
Yeah, it is rare.
Well, you were friends with Daryl Hammond.
Yeah, until you bothered him.
That's true.
I did not bother him to death.
Yeah.
All right. So where were we?
Well, yeah, where
were
we?
We were giving him coaching tips on start your engines. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
I think you should really drag out the words start.
How would that go? How would that sound?
What's the official line again?
Driver, start your engines.
That's it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hooman's going to do it?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to NASCAR.
Leave it to him to add more words. Right.
Drivers,
welcome.
Start your engine.
Very theatrical.
What do you think about that?
It might be like get a little snicker. If I go that.
Is that, do you want a little snicker?
No, I like that, Hooman. I thought that was pretty good.
Hooman, you're amazing.
Can I hear how you're going to do it again?
He already. All right.
One more time. We're torturing people right now. No one wants to.
Just one more.
I'll do Hooman-esque.
Okay.
Drivers! Start your engines.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the one.
That's the one. Actually, we should give him a tape of that and he should just play it.
That's the one right there.
That was the one.
It's cool enough, but you're not screaming like you're having a cow over it. That's the...
Hey, can I get this out of the way?
Let's do
can
it.
We just go...
What is it?
So
he's got presents.
I brought you guys IOTA stuff.
Okay. Nice.
Thank you.
I restocked you with the classic.
Excellent.
We got the hat. We got the baseball cap.
I restocked Vinny with the IOTA classic.
I like the classic. That is mine. The pink salt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Good. That's the one you like.
Yep.
And then, you know, we're in Pete's now. Stores.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is 300 doors and so cool. And we love the Pete's guys.
This is getting huge.
They saw that we were coming in and they know you guys love Pete's.
We do.
And they have a new iced coffee espresso. Oh, yummy. Cool.
Let me bring some in here for us.
They brought it. I know I'm shamelessly
plug away.
But they brought this specifically for Vinny.
I love these guys.
It's really good. This stuff is awesome. So it's on shelves this week.
And, caramel macchiato, okay.
And the last thing I'll say about IOTA is we're going in Whole Foods in the next couple of weeks.
Wow.
NorCal Whole Foods.
That's the move.
I appreciate you guys letting me plug it over here.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Malia. And what's her friend's name that they do it together?
Joanna.
Thank you.
That is huge.
So that's for you, Vin.
Rough. Wow, nice. All
right. So I don't believe we've even said what IOTA is. You can go to mightyiota.com. They're sunflower seeds, and you guys are roasting these and flavoring them.
That's right. Roasted organic sunflower kernels.
They're good.
And three different flavors. Umami's our savory, which is apple cider vinegar and tamari. More protein ounce than an egg.
Oh,
you got that. Wow. This is the classic, which is just pink Himalayan salt. Comes in a little spouted pouch, so you can re-hit it. Just do a capfuls. And then we have a sweet, which is kettle.
Feels like you guys came up with your own packaging for this, too, huh?
We did, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. I like the resealable nature.
Yeah,
like
you can throw it in your
pocket and not worry about it getting everywhere. And
yeah, it's fantastic.
Actually, and it can go right into your mouth, too, so you're not getting it all over your hands.
Right,
it's good. Nice Johnny, work. Good work, Johnny.
Thank you. Thank
you obviously thought that up.
What's Renaissance? Shout out to Renaissance. We started distributing IOTA.
In this little CPG world, getting a distributor is huge. So we have a distributor called Consumer Packaged Goods.
It's a whole new world for Johnny Moe.
Johnny's a regular businessman now.
And that looks good on you, Brent. And
thank you. Yeah. I snatched it. I didn't even ask for it. I just grabbed it. I wanted a hat.
But Renaissance is our killer distributor that we just picked up.
They're the ones getting you into the Peds.
Yeah, they deal with, like,
they have relationships.
If you're Whole Foods, they don't want to deal with you directly. Right. They deal with the distributor.
Are they the ones that got you into Now Power Yoga?
We had to go
Are
direct
we gonna
on
plug
that.
More yeah,
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah, Susan, Susan.
Hey,
hey, do you ever come, Hooman, or what's your
Yeah, story? Yeah, I go noon. I can't go at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're here.
Stuck here. You mean your job, Hooman? You're welcome.
Stuck here. Stuck
I'm
here.
So sorry to have stuck you here.
Sounds like he spent some time with Susan, though. I've heard some stories, yeah.
Listen.
We won't share, but
we can.
You know,
we used to date.
That's a bad idea.
She actually slathered herself in honey one time, had on lingerie, and
God.
Put her ass in the air like she just don't care. And he was like,
right now?
I don't feel like you've
this.
Earned it yet.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
Wait.
That's a bad idea.
Say that story again.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you bring that up?
Who
why'd you bring that up?
I believe Hooman brought up Now Power Yoga.
I did.
Right.
Someone put honey all over them?
No.
She put like massage oils all over herself. And
don't
she
make
was.
Stuff up.
Oh,
don't
really? What part of that is made up?
All of it.
Which part?
The part with you talking.
Oh, my God. I'm actually dumbing the story down. She tried hard.
And then he said no.
He was like, no, I'm not. And they'd been dating for a while. And he was just like, no.
Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So I follow you on Instagram. Mm-hmm. What is it, at Johnny Moseley?
Yep, correct.
So since you left town for the Olympics, you've been all over the world.
That was the most one of the most insane winters or 5 months I've ever had.
Every time I look at your thing, I go, guys, like, is your wife all, get your ass home?
Well, no, she's the one sending me.
Really?
It's like, I'm being dramatic, but no, we work together. So this is just, we just had work coming in the door and good stuff. And so we just took advantage of it, you know? The understanding is I'm gone during the winter anyway. Everyone, my boys know it, and now I'm home too much, right? Like, they're sick of me.
It's so your summer
speaking
vacation.
Of 14 days of when the kids are, when you're sick of your kids,
right.
they're sick of me.
My God, Dad's so needy.
Next couple of weeks, exactly. Exactly. My wife's like, get out of here. But, and then I'm home a lot.
Right.
So, but this one got a little out of control. Obviously, that 3.5 week chunk in Korea.
Right.
Amazing, but long. And then the build up to that, we'll go into all the events to qualify. And then...
How'd it go over there for that? Did you like it? I mean, you've been to other Olympics. How was that one by comparison?
Yeah, it was interesting. I enjoyed it, but it's work when I'm there. You know, I'm like studying the whole time, and then I was calling six different events plus qualification and all that stuff. So you're just like,
so you're busy.
You're busy. I mean, I did get to witness some, like, Sean White's win and David Wise's win. So I had some moments to enjoy the Olympics.
But we only see the highlights on TV, and you're there for the entire thing, start to finish, every bad run.
I'm watching every single run, and but it was amazing. I mean, my only knock on that Olympics was it just felt, I was expecting it to be, like, really well attended, just in person by the South Koreans. Now, I didn't expect anyone to go there from anywhere else. It's not like a hot spot for skiing or something like that.
Right.
But it was some of the stands were a little vacant.
Oh.
But in general,
that's surprising. Actually,
I thought so too. But in general, beyond that, it was an amazing Olympics. I mean, it was really well done, and the snow was good, and all the events were very fair. notwithstanding women's slopestyle, even though the right winner won, but it was windy and thought it should have been postponed. But anyway, we and then I just went on this, you know, I was just working. I have that deal with Mount Gay Rum. Did you see some of that stuff?
Oh,
and so,
I saw that, but I also, it seemed like you must have been doing Warren Miller stuff. Were you out?
I just went to Iceland.
Yeah.
That
okay.
That was incredible. That was like probably one of the best trips I've ever done in my life. Have you guys been there?
Yeah.
So I went skiing way up in the Arctic Circle.
Oh.
And, but go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask if you went in that Blue Lagoon ruined your hair.
Yeah, oh, really?
Did you get that stuff? Oh, my God, it turned it into hay. I was like, okay, so I might as well just shave my head.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. No, I went to this heli-skiing operation up north of
Reykjavik. Yours sounds more exciting.
And it was gorgeous, man. It was just like,
and that was for scenes for the movie.
Yeah, shooting a Warren Miller
segment. The next one.
Yeah, exactly. So. That was cool. That'll be coming out next fall. I'm sure we'll see you guys back here to promote that.
Right, once a year.
Yeah, exactly.
At least.
And so the rum promo was...
Yeah, that just got me a lot of places. So I was doing... we were in Telluride doing a bunch of heli skiing, and then we went to like Newport, Rhode Island for some sailing excursions for the Volvo Ocean Race, and that was all mixed in the winter.
That's just what...
Are you a sailor, too? Is that...
I have a sailing, a small sailing resume.
You sail here.
As a youth. Yeah. And then a little bit post skiing too. So I was, but there, this is really focused around a winter campaign.
Right.
Oh, and then I've got that Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams, which I was in here hustling for you.
Remember? Right.
Yeah, that adventure.
Are you still filming those? Yeah.
We're still filming those. I just did a, I think there's like 7 in the can.
Yeah.
I just did a rock climbing one with this guy, Kevin Jorgensen, who's a local Santa Rosa guy, first guy to climb the Dawn Wall free climb it.
And so recently, didn't he break some?
No, that's,
oh, is it
that
because
was,
he did it?
Honnold, I think.
Okay,
that, yeah, right. that broke the
speed, kind of record speed record for the face of something.
So these guys were the first. He and his partner were the first to climb the Dawn Wall, and then the other guys kind of came in and you know kind of took some of their routes and stuff, and then he climbed it without ropes, Honnold. But I think something like that. This is how I understand it.
You didn't do that.
No, dude.
You're strapped in.
This freaks me. Of all things, this freaks me out the most. Like this is one of the first episodes. It's not out yet. That I was like I basically said I'm done. Like I don't want to do the next phase. Like they were, you know, I just when you're out there on a wall and even if you're just rappelling and you're just like static hanging from a line, like they have so much trust in their equipment and all these different factors. They're just like bouncing around the rock. Oh. And when you're climbing, you know, it's actually
because you're holding
mind's
on,
off it.
Right.
You're like climbing and it, you know, you're like it's really challenging and you know, when you fall, it just happens, so it's quick. But it's all the other stuff, just cruising around, like hanging over these ledges, then rappelling over the edges or hanging in these poor ledges. I don't know why I have a fear of – I have a fear of, like, static heights. I don't mind, like, jumping in the air, obviously, and doing stuff.
Well, you feel like you're in control of that.
You feel like you're in control. That's right.
You know, do you have crazy insurance?
I somehow do have insurance. Yeah, I do.
Because and you are your own brand,
but
like you can't.
But it's an issue for a lot of athletes.
I'm sure
in my position and getting insurance.
Because you do all kinds of crazy. I mean, to do a series like that, I would think that you would need to have like special insurance.
Well, yeah. I mean, these are all. Yeah, I don't know how they work.
Maybe the production companies involved in that.
Yeah, this is it's a big production. It's a major production. So
you know, Instagram just started it today. Instagram TV, where they're going to show long form videos. So are you guys going to put those on?
That's a good question. I mean, these are currently live on YouTube.
Right.
It's promoted throughout, you know, content. They're little 5-minute bits, and then we cross promote it through Instagram. But yeah, how long a format? I didn't see that.
It was up to an hour, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was like some crazy long
Instagram
form.
TV. It's supposed to compete with YouTube.
Absolutely. We're hitting that then, for sure. Yeah,
seems like a good place for it.
So we're going to spend more time with you after the break.
Okay.
Of course, you're going to be doing the movies review. Is it just one movie today, Hooman?
Well, I'm going to mention another one, but yes,
it is a movies reviews.
And don't forget, we have the NASCAR tickets.
About to do that right now. So again, as we started at the beginning of the break, Johnny is the Grand Marshal of this month's Toyota Save Mart 350 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series at Sonoma Raceway. It's tomorrow through the 24th, and you're saying that you're actually going to be doing Driver Start Your Engine on Sunday?
Yeah, and I just spoke. I mean, the event for if you're just going starts tomorrow. Like, I think they're racing starting tomorrow all the way through Sunday. So I guess I was speaking to my presence.
Obligation.
Your schedule.
But right. Yes, the racing starts tomorrow.
So fender banging, NASCAR action, an air show, interactive displays, kids activities, and more. And we have tickets. These are main grandstand tickets for Sunday's NASCAR race.
Right.
That's the one you're doing the driver start your
That's
engine
correct.
On.
That's correct,
And we'll give them to caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Thank you for the
18
tickets.
18 and over, out. Please.
Yes, mm-hmm. 18 and older. All right, Johnny Mosley, more with him right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.